Hi, this is your host, Nisa Harris, and you are listening to Shomea Ve'ona Tehillim and Other Hebrew Texts, episode 167. The following is a recitation of Birkot HaShachar, aka Morning Blessings, recited prior to Psukei Dezimra series that we started in episode 150 with Baruch Shamar. After the recitation, stay tuned to hear more about these special blessings. Just want to quickly mention that in this episode, I will focus on the section of the 15 Baruch Atah Hashem blessings. For some other parts of Birkat HaShachar, you can refer to other episodes here in this podcast. Moda Ani is found in episode 145. The blessings of the Torah is found in episode 70. The blessings after you go to the bathroom is found in episode 40. The blessings on hands for Al Netilat Yadayim, if you wash Nagel Vasser in the morning, is episode 110. And here I will be focusing on Elokai Neshama through Yehi Ratzon, pages 18 to 20 in the Art Scroll Sitter. Elokai Neshama, Shenatata Bi, Tehora Hi, Ata Verata. Ata yitzarta, ata nefachta bi, ve'ata mishamara bekirbi, ve'ata atid litla mimeni, ulehachzira bi le'atid lavo, kol zman shehaneshama Bikirbi Mode Ani Lefanacha Adonai Elohai Velohe Avotai Ribon Kol Hamaasim Adon Kol Haneshamot Baruch Ata Adonai Hamachazir Neshamot Lifgarim Metim. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Natan Lasachvi Vina Lehavchin Bein Yom Uvein Laila. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, shelo asani goy, or goya for a woman. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, shelo asani aved, or some say, women say shifcha. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, shelo asani isha, if you're a man, and then if you're a woman, baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, she'asani kirtzono. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, pokeach Ivrim. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, malbish arumim. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, matir asurim. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, zokef kefufim. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, roka ha'aretz al hamayim. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, she'asa li kol tzarki. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Ozer Yisrael Bigvura. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Oter Yisrael Betif Ara. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Hanoten Layaef Koach. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Hamaavir Sheina Me'enai Utnuma Me'afapai. Vihi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu Velohei Avotenu Shetargilenu Betoratecha Vidabkenu Bemitzvotecha Ve'al Tivienu Lo Lide Chit Ve'lo Lide Avera Ve'avon Ve'lo Lide Nisayon Ve'lo Lide Vizayon Ve'al Tashlet Banu Yetzer Hara Beharchikenu Meadam Ra Umichaver Ra Vidabkenu Beyetzer Hatov Uvmaasim Tovim Vechof Et Yitrenu Lihish Tabed Lach Utnenu Hayom Uvechol Yom Lechen Ulechesed Ulerachamim Beinecha Uveinei Chol Roenu Vitigmelenu Chasadim Tovim Baruch Ata Adonai Gomel Chasadim Tovim Laamo Yisrael Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Elohai Velohei Avotai Shetatzileni Hayom Uvechol Yom Me'azei Fanim Ume'azut Panim Me'adam Ra Umechaver Ra Umi Shachen Ra Umi Pega Ra Umi Satan Hamashchit Midin Kasha Umi Baal Din Kasha Bain Shehu Ven Brit Uvain She'eno Ven Brit.
Normally, I do all my own research and learning for my episodes, and while there are plenty more ways you can learn about the blessings in the morning prayers, I found a post that spoke very much to what is happening currently in the war with Israel that started October 7th, 2023. Aviva Terrigan posted from Israel, and I hope you find it as relevant and inspiring as I did, so much so that I wanted to give it a voice here. Bear with me as I read her words, and I hope they provide you with the ability to connect more to what you are reciting so that our prayers may be heard and answered for the good. She writes, "Dear sisters, you have no idea how much your support means to us here in Israel. Seeing how everyone supports us, not just with words, but with actions, is such a comfort besides the physical help. And now I'm asking for one more connection, this time a spiritual one. I've always wondered if I would have had the strength to survive the Holocaust. I'm not strong physically, mentally, or emotionally by nature. How did anyone find the strength? Then, as my life had its challenges, I found myself doing things I never thought I could, and overcoming obstacles I never thought I could, and making decisions that I never thought I could. And then the answer became clear. You are not born with this strength or this ability. It is infused in you by Hashem when you need it. Of course, you have to ask Hashem to give you this power every step of the way. Please, Hashem, give me the words to answer him. Please, Hashem, let me make the right decision, etc. So when I daven now, the brachot of Berkot HaShachar, from Asher Natan LaSechvi Bina until Gomel Chasadim Tovim LaAmo Yisrael, have taken on special meaning. These brachot especially, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Pokeach Ivrim. Thank you, Hashem, for opening our eyes and letting us identify where the danger is coming from. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Matir Asurim. Thank you, Hashem, for freeing our captives. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Zokef Kifufim. Thank you, Hashem, for allowing us to stand upright despite being knocked down over and over. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Malbish Arumim. Thank you, Hashem, for our clothes. Yesterday, I spent hours sorting by size donated clothes and other items for the evacuees of the south and north who left with just the shirts on their backs. Thank you, Hashem, for the protective gear, helmets, vests, the weapons to protect ourselves, and especially the Iron Dome. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hanotein Le'yaev Koach. Thank you, Hashem, for giving the weary the extraordinary strength, both physically and emotionally, to continue their holy work. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Roka Haaretz Al Hamayim. Thank you, Hashem, for continuing to allow us to exist and not being pushed out to the sea as our enemies threatened. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hameichin Mitzadei Gaver. Thank you, Hashem, for guiding our footsteps and helping us and our leaders make the right decisions. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Thank you, Hashem, for providing us with everything that we need to survive. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Ozer Yisrael B'Gvura. Thank you, Hashem, for constantly infusing us with the Gvura, the strength we need to fight this evil. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Oter Yisrael B'Tifara. Thank you, Hashem, for crowning us with glory as a light unto the nations. Even our enemies know this, and that is why we are so hated. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hamavir Chavlei Sheina Me'enai Tznuma Me'af Apai. Thank you, Hashem, for awakening me from my slumber, showing me the ways in which I must improve and see your glory in the world. Amazingly, our Chachamim, when writing these prayers, did not do it in the form of a supplication. Please, Hashem, give me the strength, etc. But rather, thank you, Hashem, for giving me, ... I believe that this is a Kabbalistic approach to bringing Shefa, overflowing Bracha, we had talked about another episode, into the world by declaring that we have it and being grateful for it. So my dear friends, here is my request. Would you all try to say these brachot with extra kavana with us in mind, even if your mind wanders, but you manage one or two brachot with that special kavana? I believe the power of these brachot will be felt and move mountains. I've found that saying them aloud, out loud, and having someone answer amen helps, but that is not always feasible. And if you can find others who can join in this initiative, how much stronger it would be. All of Israel is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zela Zeh. All of Israel is a guarantor for one another. May the koach of our tefillot be the fuel we need to propel forward and accomplish everything we need to, with the Ananea Kavod, the clouds of glory, leading us and protecting us, and Hashem by our side supporting us. Thank you, Aviva, for your sharing your beautiful and inspiring words. And recitation for this episode, as per request of Aviva Tarragon, is in the merit and safety of all the soldiers who are fighting and putting their lives in danger to save their fellow Jews. May Hashem guide them so they are successful in their missions and come home to their families safe in body and spirit. And for the safety of all the Chatufim, aka captives, may they be returned safe and sound in mind and body to their families. And in honor of the members of Hatzela and Zaka,
May they be rewarded for their holy work, and may Hashem bless them with Arichut Yamim, aka long life, and Menuchat HaNefesh, aka inner peace, after dealing with the atrocities that no one should ever have to witness. If there is an episode that you would like to sponsor, or if you have any questions, please email me at nursenisa1@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to join the Facebook group to be aware of upcoming episodes. Please subscribe and share. Thank you for joining.